I'm Stephen Barbara, host of the Gangster Fantasy Football Podcast. With me, as always, my co-anchor, Nikki G, is in the building.
Yo, yo. What's good?
How's it going?
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, pretty good, considering.
Considering?
All the losing my teams did this week.
But yep. That's kind of tough. I lost. I finally lost.
Yeah. Fantasy and the Cubs.
Yeah. Yeah. I lost to the guy who was in first place in the other division.
Dick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's kind of tough. Lost by six, so it wasn't like... I think the only thing I could have done was play luck.
That was a tough one.
Yeah, well, I think I thought he was still injured.
For there to be winners, there must also be losers.
Exactly.
Well, also, might as well introduce our...
Go ahead.
Our friend with us as always, as Donald. Always. How you doing today?
Donald's
how was your weekend? How you feeling?
Stronger.
Oh,
feeling
well,
stronger.
Good enough. Not me.
Congratulations. Don't you think I should fire you?
Well,
I mean, one more week.
Yeah. One more week.
I feel the streak coming on.
I like that. No, that was, it was a tough week. I lost by six. It was a beast.
Yeah.
Anyway. And I had Starks early, and I dropped him early, and then he has the monster game when I could have used him. It was like, oh.
Yeah, what's going on in Green Bay?
Oh, man. I don't know what to think about that. Lacy, he certainly wasn't injured.
Lacy got some money, and now he's fat. He's eating too much cake.
Too much chocolate cake.
I guess. I don't know. Man.
That sounds good. Some cake sounds good.
Always good.
But, yeah, I don't know what's going on with that. Starks is kind of like committee before that almost.
I mean, he was little use for
like
a while.
Yeah, change of down back. Maybe that's about it, one or two.
Not fantasy relevant very much. And now he's one of the most added.
Who did they play? San Diego. Not a slump team. I wonder what they run against the run. But, let's see. He has the speed. Like, he turned it on.
Yeah, he got going on that long run he had. It wasn't blazing speed, but it shows that he's still got some ability. And, I mean, I guess they're on a bye this week, right? But
yeah.
But going forward, it might be Starks over Lacy, at least for my fantasy projection in the next game or two, you know?
Yeah.
We'll see.
I would have to wait at least another week after the bye.
I mean, if you got Lacy and Starks, who would, you know, I might start Starks.
Yeah, I'd probably flip a coin.
It's, yeah, right? Like,
stuff like that.
Would not have expected that at the beginning of the year.
It's so tough, yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, oh, definitely.
Okay, enough.
All right, Trump's right. Let's keep it going.
What else we got? What else happened?
Let's see. Yeah, how'd your predictions go? Your top five or whatever.
Well, you know, not too good on quarterback, running back, wide receiver. I had a couple. You know, I was close on. I did all right. Hopkins had that, and I think Benjamin and Big BM were just right outside of the top five. I had them, but it was kind of a wild week for.
You had Freeman.
I think I had Freeman, but yeah. I can't remember. Had he already played?
He had already
that
played,
point?
And we called him right off the bat. That was Thursday night game.
Yeah.
We don't call the Thursday night game.
Yeah,
if
and then
we record on Thursday.
Bell and AP neither had a very good week. Forte was like right on the outside, but yeah, Lynch didn't have a. I think he was like 12 or something.
Yeah, Starks is out there.
LeBlunt
was out
had
there.
A huge game.
Stewart,
Ivory.
I picked up Stewart. I couldn't believe he was out there.
Ivory's put together a string of some good games, and he's one of the top running backs in fantasy these days.
Yeah, I saw that coming mile away.
You predicted it. He had a couple slump games. I was like, oh, man. But well, how about them Jets?
You know, another surprise. Not surprise. Surprised overall. a lot of surprise. Mark Ingram. Pretty consistent, looking like 40 yards and two touchdowns.
Looking like he's going to be a solid NFL back and quality fantasy production.
Bernard just ahead of Hill. It's all that.
Bernard looking like a solid start every week. I think he's about number 10 running back.
Yeah.
And if you're like me, you got him pretty late in the draft.
Damn.
Or might even got him off of waivers now that I'm thinking
about
it.
Yeah, you probably did,
yeah.
Huh? I don't know.
Everybody thought Hill was going to be like top five.
Yeah, I did. Buy it. But yeah, Stafford, how about that, huh?
Matt, Big Stafford.
Big Staff. Airing it out, I think is the story, right?
Yeah, threw it a bunch of times, 45 or 50 or something.
Yeah,
and
he had 5 points over Philip Rivers, who had a monster game with 500 yards.
Yeah, Philip threw it like 60 sometimes. So,
what,
going forward, which of those teams do you see continuing to do that? You
think, Rivers.
I would agree with that. Yeah. I mean,
it was against Chicago's weak defense. Like you said, they had the fire sale. They got rid of
and Allen Chicago and still could have won that game. My lord.
Yeah. Luck? I guess I didn't realize Luck was going to play.
Yeah, I didn't either. I think we recorded kind of early.
Yeah, so that was...
What are you going to do? Hoyer?
Yeah. And then Hoyer beating out Brady. I didn't see that. But Brady had 22.
Yeah, and the Hoyer thing is a product of Jacksonville, and DeAndre Hopkins just seems to be a freak.
Oh, yeah.
So,
and then Fitzpatrick, didn't see that one, which I picked him up in my other league.
Fitzryan.
Oh, Ryan Fitzpatrick. What did I say? Patrick Fitzryan?
Either one is acceptable. I hear they're a package deal. One's always right behind the other.
Yeah, oh, that's who that is. Package deal. Oh, that's just my package. and then how about Colin Kaepernick up there, huh?
I mean...
22, a big tie down there.
I think that's going to be an anomaly.
An anomaly, yeah. I agree with you on that.
He ain't doing that.
I think they're playing the Seahawks this week, and can't imagine that doing anything with...
Yeah, I mean, in all honesty, we're watching it, and he's getting some sacks. He's having some sack trouble.
Yeah.
And
Seahawks defense.
Nobody likes sack trouble.
Really holding them down.
I get some bag bomb for that.
Yeah.
Old baby powder.
Well, let's see. What? We called tight ends pretty well, right? We had Barnage and definitely had to have Olsen up there.
Yeah. Gronk was right on the outside.
And
I think
Gates.
Eifert, I remember he did all right, but I don't even see him on there. Maybe I'm misremembering. There he is. What? No, I guess he didn't.
Nine.
Okay. So, yeah, did all right there. The kickers, I think I did pretty well.
How about we should really try and start calling a flex too, where we can just say whatever. Because I bet we would have had Hopkins and Freeman and.
So the flex would be like our free for all.
Yeah, we should start calling a flex.
I mean, it would. They may still fall into the.
Yeah.
Obviously, probably would, but you know, the Gangsta Fantasy Football Podcast is all about evolution.
Yeah, giving the content,
right?
Keeping it up. They want to see the money shot. That's what people want.
No. No.
All right, Donald, you're right. No money shot. People were talking Foster. I mean, he had 16, huh?
And now he's limited practice on a groin.
Oh, imagine that.
That same groin.
That same groin pull.
Man, he's got some groin issues.
Rough. Maybe just try and tuck that back in, buddy.
Tucker.
Yeah.
AP limited in practice also.
Yeah, that was something I wanted to bring up. Yeah, he's injured with a finger. So it must be bad. Like real bad, like a middle finger, I guess.
I suppose if it's his ball carrying hand, maybe his thumb.
His thumb.
What's been doing, AP?
And I got a bold statement already.
Let's hear it.
I think it's time to sell AP.
Selling AP.
Not down on him, but I think that I could get better value out of.
Depends on what value.
Especially if I could get two running backs or a running back and a wide receiver right now in the top 30 or 40. Two of those. I think that'd be all right.
Higher than 40 for sure.
Well, I feel
top
like...
Top 20.
Two 20s?
Top 20 of each for a for a probable top five, yeah, you got to get two top 20s.
Yeah, okay. I'd take it.
You can't take a 30 or a 40 for...
Well, I'm just saying compared to what's out there in the waiver wire, some of that stuff's looking bleak, you know.
Yeah, but AP's looking good. He's AP. And one low week. Don't get down on him yet. So.
Anyway.
So that's that.
I'm still selling AP.
Okay.
Yeah, who has Dalton at QB number one right now, huh?
Wow.
Red Rocket.
I think at the beginning of the season, you may have put him maybe in the edge of the top 10, but not number one.
And then how about Palmer?
I think some people saw Palmer. If he stayed healthy, yeah, he would be about top five.
And then,
Rivers, you know, is...
Bortles, I think that's the other surprise. What is he, six?
I was telling you from the beginning of this podcast that Bortles was going to be better.
I'm just anti-Jacksonville, look, I guess.
Russell Wilson way down there was generally the number three drafted. Luck struggling.
Or Tyron. Who drafted Tyron?
yeah, I mean, he's injured, but yeah.
I mean, if he
hadn't missed last week, he'd be higher than he is there, too.
Yeah. And then Ivory, he's up there above Charles, and Charles is going to drop
out for the year.
Yeah, so Freeman, who had Freeman? You know, you picked him off a waiver.
Yeah, he wasn't on anybody's radar.
So Forte would probably be the number one drafted running back.
Right, and Le'Veon Bell, maybe if he hadn't missed those games.
Yeah.
But then AP and, yeah.
Or Doug Martin.
I mean, Doug Martin was a low draft. Low draft.
Chris Ivory, you know.
Crazy.
Or Bernard. Here's the thing. Bernard over Hill.
Yeah.
I've been telling you.
Some surprises halfway.
Yeah, so we're, what, a little less than a...
Almost half.
Yeah. Half a staff, so
we're about halfway to the fantasy playoffs.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah, it's getting exciting.
It is getting exciting, especially because now I'm going to win all the rest of my games. So.
Oh yeah, shit! That might be a bold statement.
Oh, that's a really bold statement.
Bold statement. Alrighty. Well, should we just get to the big show?
Let's get to the big show.
Alrighty.
Talk about the matchups. What we got going on?
Let's see. Got a London game this week.
Yeah,
make sure you get up real early. Double check that one.
Yeah, Jacksonville at our friend and yours, Rex Ryan.
Rex Ryan.
Yeah.
His loyal army of foot soldiers.
Yeah, making the hop, skip, and jump across the pond over to London. I don't believe
crumpets and tea.
Yeah. I hear they have nice footbridges over there.
I've never been, no. So I don't know.
Yeah. You know, this is as good a time as any to introduce a new part of the show.
Oh, sure, go ahead. New topic, huh?
The Rex Ryan trivia fact of the week.
Trivia fact of the week. Here we go.
Steven, did you know that? did you know that Rex Ryan was actually an extra in a movie when he was younger?
He was in a movie.
To this day, it's his favorite movie. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
It was Footloose.
He's in Footloose. I didn't know it.
He was. I believe he was the titular character.
Oh, that I mean, now it makes sense.
Yeah.
It makes sense. I didn't know that. Well, you know, we got some information here, not just content.
Not just content and fantasy stuff. You learn more than that.
Definite.
Help you out on Jeopardy.
Yeah. You'll need that one day.
Need that one day. You'll be like, thanks, GFF. Daily double.
Daily double. How about that?
Bet it all.
All righty. You know, I think I got Buffalo winning in this game.
Yeah, Buffalo's been...
I still think that, like you said, Jacksonville's got some players worth having.
Yeah, their receivers have been looking better. I think their running game is kind of fucked up right now. Like, Yeldon was limited in practice, and they don't know what's going to be the deal. Plus, Buffalo is pretty good against the run, so I'm selling that stuff. But Allen Robinson and Allen Hurns seem to be serviceable wide receiver starts. And Bortles is, decent quarterback
he's
start.
He's a moneymaker. Almost 2.5 touchdowns a game, but one pick about.
on the other side, your quarterback situation is kind of fucked there because Tyrod was really looking pretty good.
And there's nobody to throw to anymore.
Yeah, yeah, you got Watkins out and Harvin out, and Harvin's talking about retirement because he's a douche, but...
No surprise. He was on a punk list.
LeSean had a good game.
I dropped Carlos.
Carlos.
With a K.
He's out with a concussion anyway.
He's still fucked up.
Yeah.
Music.
It's my son's name, Carlos. So, I don't know about that game. I feel like it could possibly go either way just because... You know, Tyrod's down and EJ is EJ. But
I think EJ is split squad one practice, so definitely keep your eye on that.
But still, he was a first-round draft pick that got benched after a year or whatever, so he's EJ, you know. He's,
oh, yeah, I'm just saying, you know, if Manuel or if Tyrod doesn't go.
Oh, yeah, I think Tyrod's out for sure, isn't he?
Well, like I said, I think you split squad one carries with EJ this week.
Really?
Yeah, that's what I read. So, something to keep your eye on.
It still says out on my list.
I'll look him up right now.
As far as Tyrod goes. Well, I got him right here.
You got it.
Out. He did a nice job at practice Wednesday while splitting quarterback reps with EJ. Still has the same soreness in his knee at this stage, so I guess that's something to watch as we approach Sunday. So if you got Tyrod, I guess that's something to watch because Jacksonville defense isn't anything to write home about.
Exactly.
But, yeah, going to have to keep an eye on that.
But, I still think Clay would be a good play.
That's the only other player that I really like. Deep sleepers, maybe you got Woods and whoever that other fellow was.
It's really too bad all those guys are injured. I was looking forward to this game. I mean,
it's all that's on, so still going to watch it.
I mean, I don't even know what to think. Jacksonville?
Yeah, I mean, I could...
Squeaking by?
I can see either team winning this. Just, if Rex wasn't a fan of the show, I might have to pick Jacksonville. A friend of the show, I mean. I don't know if he's a fan. But he's definitely a friend.
I bet he's a fan. I mean, I like Rex.
Yeah.
I bet he likes us.
I'm a fan.
Yeah, definite fans.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Definitely.
It's hard to call a high score on that game, so guess I would call
Clay.
I'd call McCoy. McCoy for the top scorer there, and he's my only strong start for Buffalo that I feel confident about right now. Clay, just because tight end is pretty thin across the board.
I think I might have to take Jacksonville in this game.
Yeah, sure. And fantasy wise, I like their potential much better. Yeah, Vegas has got Jacksonville -4. So
yeah, I think I like Jacksonville's odds.
All right.
And over in Europe.
Over in Europe, they love the Jaguars there.
Yeah, I bet they do.
It's like their team. I don't know why.
All right, Houston, Texas.
Ooh.
At Miami Dolphins.
Ooh. Actually, Dolphins looked a lot better last week with new coach.
I bet it was just that pussy coach telling him not to hit Tannehill because he might get his tampon stuck or something. I don't know.
Some bitches.
Yeah, that's some pussy shit. You want your practice squad putting up a tough fight so you can find out how bad your team sucks.
Yeah, you gotta simulate real-time shit. Hoyer last week, I think, was a top-5 quarterback.
Did he get... I think he took a hit at the end of the game. I don't know that it affected him, but I know that...
That's right, they're gonna look at concussion protocol, but... Yeah,
came in and
from what I hear, I think he's set to start. I don't think he had to do any you know, the concussion protocol stuff. I think he's good. But yeah, Hopkins is really I can say about Houston.
Yeah.
Although, I mean, if you got Hopkins scoring, you know, Hoyer might be a good play. If,
Hoyer's almost averaging 2, and Hopkins is almost guaranteed 100 yards and 1.
Yeah, he's going to get you like 20 points.
On the other side of the ball, you know, Tannehill's going to turn the ball over a bunch if it's the old team. Otherwise,
yeah. Well, I mean, even against the Titans, he gave it up a couple times.
You know, I like what Landry, Miller.
Yeah, Miller had a big game last week. Yeah.
So, there's go either way, but I do like Hoyer's chances. I like Miller's chances. I like Hopkins.
Arian Foster was limited in practice with that groin.
That same injury?
That's that same injury. Yeah.
Oh fuck.
Yeah.
I mean,
you know, you're really beautiful.
Yeah, no joke. Who saw that coming, you know? Come on.
Really? Yeah, I mean.
Like, seriously?
I think we told you that.
Come on.
Yeah.
I don't like Blue. What's their third guy? Andrew, I don't like him. Hopkins, I really like.
Hopkins, I think he's going to be one of your top wide receivers again.
Yeah,
Dolphins D has been playing better, but I don't think it really matters against
Hopkins.
I don't
think it matters when Hopkins is going to get, you know,
yeah,
fucking 20 points at least. So I'd go ahead and put Hopkins down, definitely.
Oh, yeah. Already down. Yeah.
Might not be a bad idea to lightly scribble Hoyer's name.
Yeah, and Landry has been pretty solid over there in Miami, so he's the only other one really there on my fantasy radar.
Here we go. New York playing the Patriots.
And that would be the New York football Jets, Steven.
The Jets. There we go.
That's right. 4-1 Jets.
Yeah, 4-1
Jets. How about that?
A 5-0 Patriots team. This is going to be exciting. This is in the, what, the South? East?
I believe this is the East, the North. The North, maybe? I don't know. The South? No, the South. The North? Yeah, that's the East.
The East?
That would be the AFC East.
All right, well, I'm excited for this because this is going to be, like, for the Marbles.
Yeah.
New England's favored, and you know, we all know why. I picked up, what?
Breaking the rules.
LaFell? Name?
Brandon LaFell, is he supposed to be back?
He's practicing.
Oh, yeah.
He's not officially on the roster, but he's practicing, so...
I mean...
That's a good sign for a foot injury.
For...
He's standing on his foot.
For future reference, I think that's a good one, although this week I see their passing game being down. You got Revis Island.
Well, you imagine Revis would be on Gronk or Edelman.
Yes. All of the above. He'd be everywhere. I think it's... They said that Edelman has something like only one touchdown in the last 5 or 6 games against the Jets and none in New England. So he's sort of looking at possibly an off week here. And, I mean, I don't know if you're buying Danny Amendola. I'm not buying him too far, so I think that leaves
you
with...
Yeah, I got him. I had a spot. I'm stashing it.
So I think that leaves you with Gronk as probably the top threat and maybe just a slightly down week for the Patriots. That Jets defense actually looks pretty good.
Revis Island, yeah. On the other hand, you know, go ahead and write Fitzpatrick down. I like Fitzpatrick.
Yeah?
I like them being behind... And having to throw the ball.
Yeah.
BM and Decker really sucking in his passes.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm liking the season that both those receivers are having.
New England isn't that great of a defense.
Yeah. I mean, they'll give up points. They can score points.
Yeah. So I'm really excited for this game. It could either be a big score or it could just be like one of those low-scoring games. But I don't see that happening. I'm excited.
Could end up being a battle of running backs.
Yeah, or even quarterbacks, or even, you know, I mean, have you seen that beard? Come on, now.
That is something.
That is amazing.
What do you think of New England's running game?
Seems like they're still, what's that word you called it? It's a good word.
I don't remember.
Yeah. They let, Lewis run it all the way down, and then Blunt carries it in a touchdown.
Yeah, horseshit, that's what I call that.
Yeah, I see that happening
again. Especially starting Lewis last week.
Yeah, I see that happening again.
Jets are pretty good against the run, so it'll be interesting to see how that goes. How about Ivory? Another big game?
Yeah, big game for Ivory.
In the top again?
Yep.
I think I can see that too. Him getting a lot of the scoring load.
Yeah. His average is what? 5.3 yards a carry?
Is he really?
Half a point almost.
That's,
yeah.
That's
half
pretty
a
solid.
Point, every time he touches the ball. Yeah. So. That's pretty impressive, no matter how you look at it.
How about defenses in that game? What do you think?
I don't know. I think that the Jets have a good one.
I mean, yeah, but up until now, you're definitely starting the Jets D, you know, if you had them there.
They're up every week.
But and maybe even starting the Patriots D at some point. I don't know if you start either this week.
I got Seahawks. I'm playing them.
Well, I'm just talking about for others.
Sure. I don't know. You think that really comes down to a touchdown, pick six kind of thing? Or a whole, you know, getting a sack. You think they get a sack? I don't think they get a sack. If they do, maybe one. Oof. I don't think they get the pick six, so.
So neither one's probably a decent.
Nah, I wouldn't put them top five.
But maybe they'll each score like.
If you're playing the Jets, you're betting on a prayer.
Yeah. I hear you.
I like quarterbacks. I like.
I bet each defense will be between 1 and 5 points, probably. I don't know.
Fair enough.
I see some offense in this game.
Yeah, I see some offense.
So, barring that pick six, you know, that's what you would think.
I see the Patriots winning.
Yeah.
And an exciting game that I can't wait to watch.
Sure. Next.
You got Minnesota at the Lions. Big staff. Airing it out.
Big staff.
QB1 last week. What do you think about that, huh?
Top fantasy scorer overall. That's that was unexpected.
Unexpected.
You were talking about benching him.
I was talking about benching him.
I guess he heard.
Yeah, good for him. Said, I don't know what else to say about that.
Tell him what I said, Steven.
Yeah, tell him.
Big staff.
Yeah, that was impressive, huh?
Yeah.
That's the big leagues.
That's right, Donald. I mean, he is playing a lowly Bears defense.
Oh.
Fire sale over. I'm sorry, Trump. What was
Donald's
that?
Donald's feisty today.
What was that?
I think he's talking about his websites.
They do a website. It costs me $3.
Oh, well.
It's tough to get him to repeat himself, usually.
Yeah.
Thank you for that, Donald.
Thanks, Donald.
He's possibly having a meeting at the same time.
I lost my train of thought completely.
Talking about staff.
The Bears defense.
Bears defense.
Kind of a wash there. I guess no surprise, right?
Yeah.
After selling everybody on their team, they must have thought it was going to be over. I don't know. I mean, they could have won that game, too.
Yeah.
So.
That sucked.
It was an interesting game.
But, looking forward.
I don't see staff doing that again. Even though they're playing Minnesota.
The Vikings defense has actually been pretty decent. What I think back to is that game against Denver where they held Peyton in check pretty well. And
I just remember that game where they had 5 interceptions and Stafford was 4 of them in the first half. So, it's one of those things. You throw a pick and you want to get back out there and throw it again, but you don't want to throw another pick right again. So,
Stafford will air it out.
Yeah.
Yep.
See. Got Minnesota on the spread by 2.
Yeah. So,
that's kind of interesting.
Yeah, I suppose that's about
what's
right.
What's everybody raving about on that the receiver? Stephon Diggs.
Diggs.
Yeah. I don't know. It's hard to get behind a man last name with Diggs.
Yeah.
I'm not buying him yet. I'm not saying.
Don't let him get behind you.
I'm not saying if you got a room to stash him and you need a wide receiver and there's nobody, it might be.
Yeah,
it might pan out, but I think that's a gamble.
He's probably a little waiver wire stash this week. I wouldn't be starting him with
Teddy
Bridgewater.
Throwing. Yeah. Like I said, I'm down on AP. You're not.
Yeah, I think AP has a good game this week against the Lions.
Averaging 3.9 yards a carry. That's certainly.
That's all right. It's not bad.
Not bad at all. I don't even know if I can call this game.
Calvin Johnson had another big game?
Yeah, Calvin Johnson.
I think sometimes it takes Calvin a while to establish himself, but.
If he can't tell if he's hurt or if he's a distraction, and they had Schwartz for so long. And
it seems like maybe Lance Moore has opened up the passing game a little bit more.
A name like Lance.
Great name.
Yeah.
Call him Sir.
Great fucking name.
It seems to have opened it up a little bit, maybe taken a little bit of attention off of Calvin and allowing Calvin to do some more damage.
They're almost, you know, like 2 games away from a full-on committee with Abdullah and Bell bounce back.
Fuck their running game.
And Theo Reddick.
Yeah.
And that might just be because what's his name is out. So if Bell's out there, I would get him. I think he's probably the definite number 2 guy when he comes back. So behind the rookie,
I'm still selling their running game.
I don't know.
Maybe
in a
deeper league, but man,
high score. I like Calvin.
Yeah,
I like Calvin.
Not Matt again. I think Greenway picks him off.
Yeah, I think this picks. I think he throws, you know. I think the Lions go back to what they're supposed to be again. Coming off that cloud against the Bears. So.
Yeah, I'll go with Calvin on that. I think AP on the other side. High score.
Yeah.
And, man, they might both find their way into my top performers list. We'll see. I know you disagree with AP, but.
What do you have?
I don't
5
know.
5 points last week.
So did everybody else. Ivory had 1 week where he had 5 and 1 where he had 0, and you were still buying him.
I'm still buying him.
AP has 1 bad week and you're selling. and he's AP.
Yeah, like I said, I think you can get some good return value on him right now. Alrighty, Cleveland at St. Louis.
Ugh. Yike.
That bad, huh?
What is it, still McCown over there in Cleveland?
Yeah, McCown. Johnny's, I think he was up there this week, wasn't he?
Well, 2 weeks ago he might have been the top quarterback. So, but I mean, I'm just waiting for him to get another concussion, I guess.
Yeah, he certainly was up there, I thought. Wasn't he? No?
No? Maybe not?
This top season.
But,
fair enough. That must have been last week.
Yeah, 2 weeks ago he's way up there.
Yeah.
But, yeah, Rams.
Rams, maybe their defense?
I don't know. Has their defense been as good as they're projected to be? Maybe against Cleveland they might have a decent week, but really Cleveland's offense has been looking pretty good with Barnage and Travis Benjamin's week in, week out. He continues to prove that he's about a top 5 wide receiver. I think he had another 12 last week.
It's like the Rams are in the top 10 defense overall this year.
So it's like, yeah.
As good as everybody thought they would be.
Yeah.
I mean, Jets, who had them up there.
Can you flip back to that other page, cuz?
Yeah.
With the matchup? No, with the matchup there?
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, Travis Benjamin. Oh, how about Gurley for the Rams? What do you think of him?
I think everybody's up on him, right?
Everybody's up on him and his couple
games. How many games has he played?
I think he's only played two games and had pretty solid production both games, I think.
I think if they want to win, they feed him.
The one he had like 160 yards.
They don't buy the running backs on the Browns team at all.
Yeah, no. Between, what was it, Duke Johnson Jr. and Crowell are sort of splitting it, and neither one's doing too great.
Doing anything.
Yeah, I think it's Barnage and Benjamin over there.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I guess McCown is a serviceable start.
Yeah, he's certainly got a decent quarterback rating.
Yeah, I don't like Foles.
Yeah, like you said, you know, Gowns one injury away, one concussion away from back to...
Are there any receivers
Manziel
there for St. Louis? I guess Austin, maybe. Brian Quick really has not panned out.
No.
Like it seemed like he showed potential last year.
I don't see anybody.
Yeah.
Austin. I don't like Cunningham. Well, you still like that tight end Cook?
He just hasn't seemed to be getting any attention. I
just an ugly game.
I think he's an athletic specimen, but, you know.
Ugly. Ugly game.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like Barnage. Yep. I like Barnage down and around the end zone.
Barnage back in the tight ends.
I put him probably at number 5, I think.
Okay, well, we'll be adjusting it as I go along.
Constant adjustment.
Yep.
Key to success.
Yep. Don't want
guys that win and the guys that pick up on their bye weeks and make stellar moves.
The old baseball adjustment.
Yep. Tampa Bay Bucks at the Washington Fuck Yourself Redskins.
Oh, fuck yourself.
That's right.
Yeah.
This is my team. I'm taking the Redskins already.
Yeah. I mean, neither one of these teams is too impressive, and fantasy-wise,
Washington,
I mean,
by 3.5.
We are a fantasy football podcast. I don't know what you take away from this game fantasy-wise.
I think they were trying to say Morris was going to bounce back. Do you think that happens?
No.
He's averaging 3.7 yards a carry.
And he's averaging like 3 points a game.
Doug Martin looking good. I think he was in top 5, wasn't he?
Yeah, I think Doug Martin is really probably about the best fantasy thing to talk about there. He's rolling. And also, I heard that he wants to change his nickname from the Muscle Hamster. He doesn't like that. He wants to be called the Duggernaut now.
Ooh, the Duggernaut.
Yeah.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah, so.
His name's Doug, huh?
His name is Doug.
Hey, top 10. I don't think, you know, anybody would have drafted him that high.
I think a lot of us were down on him, although he was projected coming into the year. I remember he was one of the top running backs, and we were all like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
But he got that nickname situation figured out. He's feeling better about himself.
Feeling better about himself all around.
Yeah.
That's exciting. I'm excited for him.
Yeah.
So, what do you think about Winston?
Not starting him.
Oof, okay.
250
yards or no?
No.
Oof.
Less.
And who's the top receiver over there? Vincent Jackson or Mike Evans?
I guess I'm going to say Vincent Jackson.
Boom.
Yeah.
What about receivers for Redskins?
Oh, man, that's a tough call.
Got some crowded down there?
Some crowded down there?
Is
it crowded as weak? What's Garcon's status?
I don't know.
I thought he was somewhat questionable. And I think Jackson is still out.
Listen, questionable, did not practice.
Yeah, so
Matt Jones is probable, full practice. Jordan Reed, concussion.
It's limited.
Chris Thompson has got questionable.
Man, they are banged
up.
So
it looks like Garcon is back. So maybe Garcon over there?
Yeah.
That sounds kind of silly.
Garcon or Crowder, or maybe that game just sucks.
Maybe I'll just go bold statement. I'm going to take Morris.
That is
take
bold.
Take Morris on a bounce back against a Tampa team that sucks overall.
Whoa.
High score over there. I'm not saying anything other than that. I'm just saying I bet he's the high scorer.
Yeah, I think I'd take Garcon, maybe Crowder as a sleeper. But otherwise, yeah, Doug Martin is a for sure start, and I'd consider starting Vincent Jackson. But otherwise, I think that game is kind of crappy fantasy-wise. I don't like either quarterback. Like either defense.
Yeah, I guess I could go with Vincent Jackson. But I like Doug Martin over there.
Vincent Jackson.
He wasn't bad when I had him. He wasn't great.
Speaking of that, Reggie Miller's looking good.
Reggie Miller is looking fucking great.
Who cares?
Everyone.
Who do you think wins that game?
Tie game.
Tie game. Oh, everybody loves
no,
game.
I'll take Washington.
That's what I want to hear.
I'm rooting for Washington. So
thank you. Go fuck yourself.
Although Tampa Bay Stadium does have designated smoking sections, you go. So nice. That's pretty fucking sweet. Yeah.
Get fucked up at the game.
It
go
is
smoke.
Florida. Yeah.
A lot of smokers in Florida, you know.
A lot of smokers and oxygen tank and wheelchair and cigarettes.
All right, we got New Orleans Saints at the Colts.
Ooh, Luck is back.
Luck is back, I guess.
Yeah.
Can you check the
sort of a
report?
Little surprise last week. Man, I like Luck in this game for sure. Also, I like Breeze. I think they can both have good games.
Everybody's saying Luck.
Yeah, you know what? I'm going to consider both of them for my top performers. It may get adjusted, but...
Yeah, I don't know what to think about that, really.
Yeah.
I'm not as big on Luck as everybody else. I'm playing Palmer. Yeah. I like Gore.
Gore has
good week. They continue to try and feed Gore, and it opens up the passing game. I think they're able to do the dynamic thing. How about that special teams, huh?
How about it? What about it?
Wasn't it just an incredible play all around?
Oh, the punt.
Was that what that was? I thought that was just a trick play.
That's really, really the true definition of special teams there.
What, he just snapped in the ball, but he was right there, and it was, and then the play was done.
They're all riding the short bus to the game this week.
Joke's on you. That was pretty incredible, huh?
That was something, man. Like nothing we've ever seen before.
Yeah, I've never seen that.
Not good.
I've never seen that play before. It's like Andre Johnson is injured and did not practice on a non-injury related.
And
so I think that
I don't think anybody's starting him anyway. He hasn't done
shit.
Some
people have him.
I mean, some people had him, and people were thinking at the beginning of the year maybe, but he hasn't done dick.
Yeah, nobody's done dick over
so
there. Like I said, Moncrief, is that his name?
Moncrief, he's been a solid wide. I want to say he's he's like the number 20 wide receiver, maybe even a little higher than that.
Him and T.Y., I think, are kind of evenly matched.
Yeah, I think both are a good start
this
week.
I think both are a good start this week for sure.
And Luck and Gore. I think there'll be some offense in this game.
Yeah, there'll be some offense. And I think
over on the
T.Y.
new...
T.Y. and... I don't know.
Didn't you start him? You should have known. Over on the New Orleans side... Snead. How about Snead?
I picked up Snead.
Yeah, he was one of the big pickups this week.
I couldn't believe he was out there.
Also,
I took him.
Yeah.
I dropped Cooks for him, so it better pay off.
Yeah, I think Snead is a good play this week. Also, how about New Orleans tight end, Ben Watson?
Yeah, I saw you got Watson.
I did.
What do you think? Are you playing him?
I haven't decided yet.
Indianapolis. Defense isn't that good there.
Yeah.
That might not be a bad play.
I'm pretty thin on tight end. Watson's had two good games in a row. It's seeming like maybe that tight end position there in the New Orleans offense is, you know, I mean, you think back to Jimmy Graham having all those good games, maybe.
Yeah, maybe they.
It's sort of next guy in a little bit. And
those
Watson
plays,
is,
I'm sure, are still in the playbook.
Right.
So if they can get it going.
Get it going. Hey, that's what we're all about here.
Yeah. Like I said, I'm playing Snead. I got him at my flex. So.
I see that as a good play.
And I've got T.Y. in as well, so.
And I can see Watson as a good play. I'm still deciding, but.
Yeah, I like Ingram this week.
Ingram, you think,
I think
he's a top five back?
God, put him down anyway. I like him at sixth.
Yeah, somewhere in there.
Just because he's good for like 30 to 40 yards and two touchdowns. They're going to give him the ball when they get in the red zone.
All right.
And that's what they do.
Ingram or Gore?
Ingram.
I agree.
But I think Gore might have, you know, like 80 yards.
Yeah, I think I might. I think they'd be both good starts. And if I had both, I might start both somewhere or other. But just
yeah, it might not be a bad idea. Yeah, Gore is averaging, what, 5 yards a carry?
He's kind of old.
Yeah. You think Luck has more than 300 yards passing?
Yes. I think both QBs go over 300 in this game.
Whoa.
Yeah.
You know what? I like the bold statement for Drew Brees. 400 passing yards.
All right.
I like that.
I like it, and I think it's very possible.
Yeah. He might.
I'm going to go hard.
He might just throw a doozy on.
Yeah.
That seems like we got a lot of games this week.
Like a lot of games. We got some buys even though.
I know.
We're making our way through.
This is a lot of games.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
Bunch of dicks.
Atlanta at Tennessee.
Atlanta at Tennessee.
See. Atlanta favored by 5.
This might be on your shoe-in watch. Atlanta, I think, is not as good as we thought they were.
Certainly not their defense.
They're not as good as their undefeated record showed.
Right.
They're a good solid team though. I think they're a playoff squad for sure.
The Titans
are looking pretty good. Man, Julio Jones, that's a tough one to figure out. He has not looked as good as at the beginning of the year, those first couple games. I mean, still you start Julio Jones, of course.
Yeah, I think Freeman's a high scorer there.
Yeah, I think that might sort of be the story. Freeman has taken some of the work, you know. I got, pardon me, Jesus.
Yeah, I think I should have grabbed him when he was out there. But I got Freeman number one.
Yeah, I got Freeman.
28 points, solid. A
couple touchdowns, probably. Yeah. He's running wild.
He's averaging 5.4 yards a carry. And he's averaging 2 touchdowns a game.
The Titans.
Almost 100 yards. The Titans aren't anything to write about. Yeah. It's Mariota. Who knows if he's going to play at practice. I looked up when he does play the MCL sprain. He played with one in Oregon. He was 2-2. So
you can't keep doing that as you get older.
Yeah,
man.
I'm not big on.
And Tennessee's D got eaten up by Miami last week, man. Yeah, I thought they had some upside value against the Dolphins, but I was wrong. I could see the Falcons really doing some damage to them.
Yeah, I like the Falcons in this game.
Yeah, for sure I like the Falcons.
I don't even call high score over there. That's
Devontae. I got Devontae. I got Matt Ryan as a good start. Julio Jones.
On Tennessee.
Oh, Tennessee.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, sorry. I just hadn't even made it over there yet. How about Jacob Tammy, tight end for Atlanta? He had one really big game of like 140 yards. Played for Denver for
like
a couple
it.
Years.
Yeah. He was solid over in Denver.
I'd
put him on a watch list.
I agree. And with the tight end position being sort of thin, especially.
Always looking for a tight end.
If you're in a 12-team league, like, Tammy could be a pretty solid start.
Yeah.
With some good upside. But, as far as top scorer on the other side.
Freeman.
Yeah, Freeman there. As far as for the Titans, I don't know, man.
Yeah, I don't take anybody on the Titans team.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Yeah, maybe Delanie Walker
or
for tight
Husker.
End.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, fuck that.
That's tough. Let's see. Yeah, Pittsburgh and Kansas City.
Oof.
I picked up Steelers kicker.
I believe Vic is benched over there, and they're going with Landry Jones.
I think young Pittsburgh is favored by 2.5.
Yep. Boy, oh boy.
Antonio Brown not looking like Antonio Brown. Le'Veon Bell trying to shoulder the whole game.
Vic just was not able to deliver the ball well. I think they're behind Landry Jones more than they were Vic. as a team, it seems like.
I mean, Elijah Jones wasn't there yet, you know?
Yeah.
So.
Perhaps. I mean, obviously still Le'Veon there. And what do you think about Antonio? He only scored a couple last week and only made four the week before. I benched him last week. You keep him on the bench this week? Or
I don't know. Put him back in
against the Chiefs.
Depends on your faith in Landry Jones. Watch him take pre-snaps and go from there. Yeah.
And you've got Martavis Bryant back now.
Yeah, and he had a monster game, right?
Yeah, exactly.
One of the most added.
He had a monster game. And why was he out there? I would have been rostering him from the beginning knowing he's coming back and he's a monster. Silly.
Yeah, I think everybody thought it was going to be Brown, and everybody forgot that Ben was out, and, you know, everybody was kind of down on the Steelers. But, I mean, yeah. He makes some spectacular catches.
Yeah.
Is he a third year?
I think he was a rookie last year. I believe it was only second year. That second year receiver breakout is...
Yeah, yeah, the sophomore year.
Yeah.
Brown had it last year, remember?
Was that only his second year? I think that was at least his third.
That was the other Brown.
The other Brown. Sure. Yeah, so...
Kansas City. I like their kicker. Alex Smith, high score, I'll say.
What about Macklin? You think he has a good game?
I think he's injured.
Is he injured? Did he get hurt last week?
He got hurt last week.
What a bitch.
Concussion. Did not practice.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
So I got Smith trying to carry the whole load.
And
we know how dangerous that is, right? We know how dangerous trying to take a whole load could be.
Not good.
Yeah. Even Donald knows.
Yeah, you wanna do something about that.
Now here's what's gonna happen.
Yeah. Anything other than taking a whole load. Wow. See, even Donald knows Donald better than them. So, what's that other receiver over there then? The next man in?
There's D'Anthony. D'Anthony Thomas has been coming on over the past couple weeks. I think is probably who you're thinking of.
I think there was another one. He had a weird name.
I
don't know.
There's...
Not enough to roster, but enough to keep your eye on it, right?
Jason Avant is still toiling over there, but I don't think he's
Chris
fantasy.
Chris Conley, right?
Okay. Sure.
I'm not entirely sure. There was somebody over there that was starting to shine behind. I think it was that guy. I think he's a rookie.
I think D'Anthony Thomas had a decent game last week. But yeah.
Who do you got in this game? Steelers?
Yeah, probably the Steelers. I think Travis Kelce might have a decent game, especially with Macklin out. When you think of the running game there, everybody's adding Charkandrick West and Niall Davis, and neither one really did anything last week.
I think not Davis, I think it's the other one, West.
And he didn't do much last week.
He didn't do anything. Yeah. So I think it's Alex Smith over there.
You don't start West?
No. So.
All right. Yeah.
No, I don't start either. I don't start either. Without Charles in there to keep him honest.
You got Bell having a big game?
No.
Seems like he's due for a big one.
I don't know what to think about that.
Yeah.
I like their kicker.
I'm
down on Heath Miller. I'm down on Brown. I guess I go with what?
Who is their kicker anymore? Scobie?
No,
they fired him, didn't they?
Yeah, they fired him. I don't know. I picked him up.
You're fired.
Oh!
Trump let him have it.
Delayed.
I like Martavis. Right?
Martavis better than Antonio?
Yep, I like Martavis.
Martavis
again.
In the top performers?
That's a pretty bold statement over Brown.
I mean... Martavis had a much better game last week.
I can't make any calls. That right. Sounds like a bold prediction.
All right.
Play. Sliding along, we got Oakland and San Diego.
Ooh.
I got to take San Diego. I got a bet. on that one.
you gotta have the Raiders lose out, right?
Raiders gotta lose the rest of their games.
San Diego, Phillip looked good last week.
Pumping out 8 kids. He looked fucking amazing.
He can really sling it.
What do you think? Number 6?
Yeah. If he's gonna throw it that many times and he's got Gates back and Keenan Allen doing well, I got him in my top 5.
Yeah, put Gates down for tight end.
Gates for sure is looking good.
He is a monster. He was out there a week early. I should have got him. I let him slide. I got Gronk, you know.
The other tight end over there being a serviceable
still
start.
Green?
Still Green. Yeah, they're still using
him
a little
out
bit
there
in the
now.
Slot.
He's out there now that everybody picked up Gates. So
that Keenan Allen has a good game again.
I think he might be injured. He left the last game early.
He's back. He's coming back, coming hard. Danny Woodhead also has been playing well.
Keenan Allen is listed as questionable, did not practice with a hip injury, so definitely keep your eye on that situation.
He's Keenan. You got a name like that, you play.
I like Gates also is listed as questionable, that should be noted.
Yeah.
Did not practice, but I like Gates. Wow, this has got Stevie Johnson questionable.
Nobody's
limited.
Playing him anyway.
He's got Melvin Gordon, unless it was questionable, did not practice.
Yeah.
They're kind of banged up.
Yeah.
Maybe Green, yeah.
Danny Woodhead,
yeah. The little guy runs like a beast.
Yeah, and he's been getting a lot of targets over the last few weeks.
And more runs,
putting
yeah.
Up pretty
really
good,
establishing him.
Putting up pretty good points fantasy-wise. I want to say he's, yeah.
What's the spread on that one?
San Diego -4, so... That means they're projected to win by 4.
Okay, so San Diego. Yeah, I'd definitely take San Diego by 4. I like that. I think you're behind it.
Oh, I'd take San Diego beating the spread on that one. I
definitely
think Oakland looked a little better than they actually are at the beginning of the season.
I like Phillip having another monster game.
Yeah, I like Phillip having
3 touchdowns. 400 yards.
Malcolm Floyd over there has been getting some attention over the last couple
like
games.
He said with Darius Green, I like him as well.
Yeah.
What do you think about Oakland? Any starts over there?
Well, how about Amari Cooper, man? He was like one of the top, you know, prospects coming into the year. And
averaging 14.5 yards catch.
Right, and now it seems like he hasn't put up the big numbers.
So you think he comes down to a touchdown or not, right? You think he gets it?
I don't know.
What about Murray then?
I don't. Oh man, it's so hard. I just the Raiders seem to suck again. You know, it seems like that Bears game. They remembered that they're the Raiders.
Yeah.
But I can. I don't know.
I mean, if
the
you
running
got,
back.
I think I have Cooper on my other league, and I don't think I'm playing him.
I could see starting Amari Cooper just for the big play possibility, and Derek Carr has proven that he can have a big game. But man, over the last couple weeks, they have not looked as good as they started out looking.
It should be noted that Murray's probable, but he practiced.
I guess Oakland had to play Denver, didn't they? So that's kind of tough. All right, I'll take Amari having a good game, maybe.
Yeah, but I don't know.
I'm not putting anybody in my top performers over there.
Nope.
You think Carr's a serviceable start if you need him?
I think if you need somebody, I think I'd go Bortles first.
Yeah.
Fitzpatrick was out there. I picked him up. I'm using him as spot play. Manning's out of bye. So, I mean, I'm hoping for the best out of that. I certainly wouldn't bet on Carr. In fact, I'm betting against Carr.
Bet against Carr. Yeah. It's never good to rely on cars.
See, we got a NFC East matchup. This is, should be exciting. The Giants. We got Dallas at the New York team.
That would be the New York Football Giants.
The New York Football Giants. There
football
it is.
Football Giants. Yes.
Yeah.
Not to be confused.
Is this the East?
NFC East.
Is something? I don't even know.
I don't know how Dallas fits in there.
Yeah, right?
Right.
What do you think about this game? Eli looked like...
Well, I think first it should be noted Matt Cassel is starting for Dallas instead of Whedon.
Right, that's right.
So speaking of spot play, if you're really hurting for a quarterback on a bye, possibly Castle, although he really doesn't have any targets, and that would probably be a desperation play. But yeah. Yeah.
Dallas.
Everybody's down on Randall. I think he's probably their best chance.
Yeah. To be fair, I like Witten this week.
Witten had 18 points opening week against the Giants. I think two touchdowns.
And it's going to be Cassell, so, you know, oof, that's tough. But I like Witten's chances and Randall. Although I'm not playing him, I don't think you should.
I think they're the only two that you would consider playing.
I like Witten, though. Yeah.
I mean,
as far as the Giants, man, their running back situation is crap.
Yeah.
I think Odell must be playing injured.
Yeah, Odell is a little bit injured. Eli having a good game, though.
I like that other wide receiver still, although I think he's injured. I like Reuben Randall.
Reuben.
The other Randall. The other Randall.
And a good sandwich.
Reuben. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, you know?
Bigger and better and stronger.
A good fucker fight Reuben sandwich. Always, you know.
A little sauerkraut.
Yeah.
Dressing.
Yeah, kind of wake you up in the morning.
Some meat.
You got anything else on that game? I don't know.
Eli having a good game. ODB, I mean, he's ODB.
Also,
so.
I've got Shane Vereen on my watch list.
You know, I think he's on the injured list. You better watch that this week.
He might be, huh?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he's injured. I think watch, but maybe for the future.
Let's see.
I think the real question is, what they gon' do?
This does not have him listed.
All right, well, then you heard it here first.
Victor Cruz still out. Odell Beckham listed. Questionable, did not practice.
CBS has been wrong before.
Certainly, I'm not really excited about this game at all. And, you know, at the beginning of the season, I probably would have been.
Yeah.
Kind of really too bad.
Eli Manning, I think, is really the only thing of fantasy relevance there, really, except for the Cowboys. If you drafted Cowboys, you got fucked. And, yeah. But I think Eli has a good game, and he could even be on my top performers watch list there.
Oh, what? That seems a little bold.
But he's Eli. He scores 20 points a week usually.
Yeah, all right.
All right.
I think he threw one touchdown, and that was it.
Last week?
Yeah,
well, all right.
That was it.
All right. But
one touchdown for the whole Giants team.
that was a bad week.
It was a bad week. That was probably the worst game I've ever listened to on the radio, to be fair.
Well.
But, I mean, I still listen to it, so.
Yeah, that was a bad week for Eli last week.
Yeah, what do you get?
Six. We had 28 the week before that.
Yeah,
17, 20, 18.
He's due to bounce back against the shitty
I think he has 20
Dallas
points
team?
Again this week.
Yeah, all right. I can see that.
Yeah.
I'll agree with that. All right, Philadelphia Eagles, Bird Gang, versus Carolina Panthers, one of your teams.
Yeah, undefeated. Almost as many wins as last year already.
I think I got Carolina in this game.
I got Carolina, too.
Cam Newton will expose their defense. I'm still down on Bradford this week against a good defense.
The Eagles have had a pretty good performing fantasy defense, at least, I think, due to their special teams and just getting some defensive scores and such, but man, I played them 1 week and they sucked, and I dropped them, and I think the next 2 weeks they scored 20 and 30. So
yeah,
it's just like, what the fuck, Nicky?
The defense is like third against the run, giving up only one running touchdown.
Yeah,
so look for Cam to probably throw all over him, and probably run all over him.
Which
I picked up Stewart because he was out there.
Had a good week last week.
Yeah. I like Olsen. You got to play Olsen. I like Ginn Jr. Although not a great week last week. But they won against the Seahawks at Seahawks. I think I had Seahawks in that game. So
Panthers are legit.
Panthers.
The Panthers are legit. Yeah, Olsen is on my top performers again.
I think the Eagles play a real team, and they get fucked up. I'd put Cam Newton on the list probably somewhere up there as
Cam,
well.
Right around there. Yeah, I can see that. DeMarco Murray have another good game?
God, you know, I can't figure out what the fuck they're doing over there.
They need to feed Murray, I think, is the thing.
But he's like a slow... He's a second-half running back, and then by then they've already...
They're losing?
Well, they have to pass by then.
Yeah. So, how about receivers over there? Matthews?
That's about it.
That's about it, yeah.
What do you think about Cooper?
Hit or miss. I don't start him.
To be fair, I'm still up on Sproles. I like him as their passing down back.
Has he done anything the last couple weeks?
Nothing that probably should warrant a mention. I can't imagine he did anything exciting, so...
The last couple weeks, he's scored 0, 3, and 1.
Yeah.
So maybe not so up on Sproles.
Yeah. Fair enough. Well, he's projected 4 or something.
I don't like it as a start.
Yeah. Yeah, I like Ryan Matthews in that game.
I feel like he may have even been... Or no, that was the other Matthews on the...
The other Matthews.
There's too many Matthews.
Rashard
Matthews.
So what do you think? High score? Eagles D?
Eagles D. Boy, that would be nice. Although, I don't know. I think the Panthers might put up some points on them. Sam Bradford, you think he has another good game?
No.
No? Then I think I'd take DeMarco over there.
Yeah, I think I'd take Murray.
Murray to have a pretty good game.
Cam and Olsen.
Cam
having a monster game, I think. 30 points.
Cam and Olsen over there.
Yeah, well, I think Cam probably throws 2 and runs for 1. So.
All right. One of those would go to Olsen then.
Yeah, the other one would probably go to Ginn.
Ginn, yeah.
He make us who that we are. Us.
Amen.
Yep. Yeah. Impressive.
He be who we is.
He be who we is.
That's
so.
who I are.
That's who I am.
Church.
Yeah. Give it up for Ginn.
Take it to church.
Baltimore at Arizona.
Oh. You know what? This is...
This is probably the shoe-in, huh?
We might go ahead and make this
go ahead and...
Rex Ryan shoe-in of the week.
Cardinals over Baltimore at home. This is going to be a monster.
That Ravens secondary defense is just...
Got Arizona by a touchdown in this one.
And I don't see it being that close.
Everybody's calling for Palmer to be...
John Brown had a monster game last week, like 190 yards. And Fitzgerald is still one of your top wide receivers. Chris Johnson, CJ2K?
is that what they're calling him?
Well, he had that 2,000-yard season like 10 years ago.
A good name
CJ2K.
For him. So here's a better question. Which one of the receivers is it going to be? Between what?
John Brown or Fitzgerald?
Floyd
got a little attention last week, but I think it's between John Brown and Larry Fitzgerald. And
probably Brown, huh?
Boy, I don't know. That's a tough one. I'd start both of them this week for sure. But I think I see Larry having a big game.
Yeah,
this
they've
week.
Kind of been going off,
yeah,
back and
switching
forth.
Back and forth.
I think Palmer is the real deal there. Everybody's calling him for week one or for QB1. I don't see why he wouldn't be against a horrific passing defense.
Yeah,
I'm playing him over Luck, and I think Luck probably have more. But I think Palmer's just going to light him up, and he'll be done in the third quarter again, and they'll let their running backs do it.
Well, why don't you play it luck?
Because I believe in Palmer.
All right.
As long as he's in my lineup, right?
Carson Rosie Palmer.
Old Rosie Palmer.
Yes, sir.
What do you think about the Ravens? Steve Smith again?
Yeah. I think he's the best they got, isn't he? Yeah. Yeah, I think Steve Smith. I'm going to start him this week. I wish I would have known he was going to play last week a little before I did. I found out, like, at game time, basically.
Oh, that's tough.
Right? Who knew? Yeah, Smith having a big game. Because he's all they got, really. What do you think of Forsett?
Yeah, I don't know.
Is he worth a start?
God, that's tough.
You starting him?
I've got him starting, but I don't have any running backs.
I think he's worth a start. Like, nobody has any running backs. Justin Tucker?
Yeah, probably Tucker. I like Tucker. I thought about picking him up for sure.
Sip Flacco?
Yeah. Probably see if you can find something better. Probably Bortles.
Yeah, I'd sip Flacco this week. Get some good Cardinals defense.
Yeah.
I can never remember that quarterback's name down there, but he's real good. Willie? Something like that.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, you'll see.
Winston?
Sure. That's a good name.
That's a pretty damn good name.
Yeah, so we're going to put Larry on the wide
receiver
top performers.
Definitely put Larry on
there,
put Palmer on there.
Yeah.
Is that the... See, that's a Monday night game.
I think that's all our games, yeah.
That's a Monday night game? 26?
Gold. So, I mean...
Yeah, that's the Monday night game, so... Oh.
So who's our buys this week? Chicago?
We got Green Bay. We got Denver.
Bears?
The Bears have a buy?
I just don't feel like we talked about them.
Yeah, Bears have a buy.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Somebody else probably that can't think of right now.
Yeah, I mean, if there's three teams, one of them's got to be...
There's got to be another one.
Yeah, right? There'll be another one.
Yeah. Oh, well. Must be... inconsequential.
Right?
Yeah. So, running backs. I barely got anybody. Who else you got having a big game at running back?
Running backs. All right, let me see what I can dig up for.
I think I would have put Marshawn Lynch on there, although the game had started, so, you know, at air time, recording time. Wide receiver, I only got a couple, too. Boy, oh boy. Maybe I'll put Martavis Bryant on my wide receiver list to have another big game. Running back.
Running backs, I like Freeman.
Yep.
I like Bell, Lynch.
Yeah, Bell.
Ingram.
Ivory.
I got Ingram and Ivory. I like that.
Rams running back Todd Gurley remind us why he was such a super running back.
Whoa.
Technical difficulties.
Technical difficulties.
God. Step around.
All right. Wide receiver. Looking for one more.
Wide receiver. What about...
Big BM, maybe.
BM? That's maybe. Not a bad call.
Obviously, I got to have Gronk on my tight ends. He's every week.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think I got Kelsey with a better week this week, too.
Let's see. Wide receiver.
Wide receiver, who you got? Steve Smith going to make it up there?
Let's see. You don't think Julio gets up there?
He hasn't been the last several weeks. ODB.
Keenan Allen.
Keenan Allen, he's on the injured watch list, so.
Jesus.
Oof.
Yeah. Yeah, that's kind of tough.
Calvin Johnson, maybe?
Yeah, not a bad idea.
Okay.
With
what they did last week, I'll put Calvin on there. I
definitely.
Like that.
I mean, with Denver on a bye, you know, that's usually we pick a receiver from there. And Green Bay on a bye, we usually pick a guy from there.
Yeah.
So
My defenses, I got the Cardinals.
Seahawks, although this is the time of air. Yeah,
so that's a given.
I mean, I would have called them anyway, probably.
Yeah.
That probably would have been a good shoe-in, too.
Normally I'd have
candidate.
The Jets up there, but against the Patriots, I don't know. Let's see. Is Cincinnati, they have a bye this week?
Oh, that's the other
Cincinnati
bye.
Cincinnati must
have
a bye, yeah.
Yeah, because usually we can call AJ Green or Red Rocket.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Kickers, obviously. Gostkowski.
Anus is out.
So not him. I'm going to take Catanzaro.
I like
the Steelers kicker. What's that guy's name? You like him this week?
Yeah, I like him too. I also like Justin Tucker.
Tucker, yeah. I think that might be about.
What
all
do you think about Dan Bailey?
Bailey, yeah, I think that could be a good one. Maybe the Falcons kicker, Matt Bryant, have a good week.
He usually
it's all gonna be touchdowns.
It's usually touchdowns over there.
Yep. Oh, Houston kicker, New York's kicker.
I don't know.
New York Jets kicker, maybe. Who's that?
That's not a bad call.
I don't even know who it is, but I feel like they might be held to field goals.
Yeah.
But
yeah, three of the undefeated teams are on byes, so.
Yeah.
That's tough to say.
Panthers about to run through it. Yeah. Well, what else we got?
The shoe-in? What did we call the shoe-in?
Shoe-in was the Cardinals over the...
Cardinals! Monday night game! Yeah, I'm excited for that. Cardinals are going to just stomp
them. Yep. Yeah, we got some good games this week.
Yeah, a few good games this week. A few good gapers.
It's, how's your matchup looking? You had a good matchup this week,
Let's see. Not looking great.
No?
I played high. That didn't...
Hasn't gone so well. Oh man, Russell Wilson started out with a good game and hasn't done much since the first half. That's some gapers. What the fuck? He had 12 to finish off the first half and hasn't gotten anything since. What a douche.
That's kind of tough.
That is kind of tough. Oh well.
Seahawks D getting about probably what they were projected. Hyde not getting half as close to what he was projected at. I talked myself out of playing him. I'm still well projected on my opponent, so excited about that.
Yeah, so
although you know,
a swing
of the 10 points of the defense, and then a quick change. So
having a good, good week from your D so far, though. That's good.
Yeah, I usually have one position where I just fuck up. It doesn't matter what it is. I just can't figure all of them out.
Yep. That's what makes it fun.
Yeah. So, I'm hoping for a big game out of Forsett. That'll run out my running backs, so I don't know if that's going to happen. But Palmer's going to carry me, so is Larry, Gronk, Sneed, and Gauss.
Yep.
Yeah, I need a running back, so hit me up on Twitter. Hit us up on Twitter. Let me know about a running back. It's a sleeper. I'll definitely look for
a
sleeper.
Running back.
I was thinking about maybe... Michael Christie? Is that his name? Christie Michael?
Some girly name like that. Yeah,
people been talking about him.
I don't buy it.
I don't buy it either.
Especially not at a place that has Darren McFadden and Joseph Randall.
Yeah, so...
He should just go by Chris.
Well, maybe he likes his government name.
The government.
Government name.
That's my government.
What else we got?
I think that's about all. That's
For the big show.
I think that's the big show. That's some entertainment. Talked about some games.
Yeah.
Had some laughs. Kept a gangster. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know where my question. I had a bunch of ask questions I wanted to do,
but I don't know where they're at.
You lost him.
I don't know what the fuck happened.
Can't ever keep them straight.
It is still, we're still in the hood, so.
Yep.
I can't ever keep half that shit straight.
Yeah.
Oof. That's a terrible one. Martavis Bryant or Amari Cooper?
Bryant.
Bryant, all day. Nobody's asking too many questions yet. Greg Olsen or Gary Barnage? Oh, if you got both of them, you're lucky. I might start them both. Especially with
Barnage as a flex, Olsen as your tight end. Yeah.
Either one, good play. Vincent Jackson or Alan Hurns?
Oh, I got to go Hurns. If he plays, I think he's listed probable.
I think I agree with that. Willie Snead or Benjamin Watson?
Oh,
down there in New Orleans.
So you like Watson, huh?
I mean, I like both of them to have a good game.
I don't know. It could just as easy as be Cooks.
How about Rishard Matthews or Benjamin Watson?
All right. I like Watson.
That's obviously a flex play there.
I like Watson.
All right. Yeah, I think Rishard Matthews was on the injured watch list. Andrew Luck or Ryan Tannehill?
Is that even a question?
Why is that guy talking? I've got to tweet at him and be like, you got to listen to this. Jordan Reed or Benjamin Watson? I don't know.
I think Reed's out.
Yeah, so Benjamin Watson.
Benjamin Watson.
LeGarrette Blount or Shane Vereen?
Oh, Blount.
I got Blount all day on that one. Travis Kelce or Charles Clay?
Clay.
Ooh. I got Kelce having a good week this week. I think he's due.
They're playing the Steelers. The Steelers give up points to tight end position. You might be right. I just like the odds that Clay is the only receiver they got, and he catches all the passes over there.
And EJ can throw to him.
But anybody, whoever it is, you know.
Whoever. All right. How about Lamar Miller or Deion Lewis?
Oof. That's tough. I think you got him tied.
Really?
Go with Miller, because he's the number one over there.
Throw Doug Martin in that mix.
Oh, fuck. Doug Martin.
Doug Martin over all of them?
Yeah.
I think I agree with that. Julian
Edelman. What's his new nickname?
The Duggernaut.
The Duggernaut. I got to go with a guy named the Duggernaut for
the
Duggernaut. Sure.
Yeah, I like it. Edelman or Laundrie?
Everybody's down on Edelman, right?
Everybody's down on Edelman this week.
You think Laundrie could have a good game?
I think Laundrie, yeah. I like the way they're using him down there.
I like to go fuck yourself, Patriots.
All right.
Breaking the rules.
Sure. Ooh. Dante Moncrief or Charcandrick West?
Oh, Moncrief all day.
Yeah, I got that too. That was a question from a female. Golden Tate or Ted Ginn Jr.?
Oh, what do you think, Ginn? Just because he's the number one?
Yeah, I think I got Ginn. Tate seems to be losing favor over there. I don't know. Golden Tate or Malcolm Floyd? Michael Floyd, excuse me, for the Cardinals.
What was the first one?
Golden Tate again.
God. I don't know. Neither? Tate.
Tate? Okay, yeah, maybe neither. Let's see. Maybe I find one more. Maybe I don't find one more. Oh, here's one. Oh, Martavis Bryant or Jonathan Stewart? I take Bryant.
Bryant, yeah.
Come on.
All day, all day.
Bryant's going to have another good game.
Yeah, I think there's a reason he picked up.
Chris Johnson or Charcandrick West?
Johnson.
Yeah, I got Johnson too. Doug Martin or Chris Ivory? There's a decent question.
That is good. If you got both of those, you're sitting great.
Start them both, maybe.
Yeah, maybe Doug Martin.
Doug Martin there?
Maybe a bold statement right there from Sunday morning.
I got to stick with my top performers and go with Ivory just because I didn't put Martin in there. But
10-4. I think he's probably just outside of that.
Good start for either one of them, yeah. Brady or Eli Manning?
Brady.
You think so? I think it could be close.
Think it's the matchup there?
Just because of the Jets and Revis.
So you put, do you put Eli's year up there with Brady is a real question.
That's a tough call, but...
He is the Brady killer, right?
This week, I could see Eli having a better game than Brady. Yeah, he's the Brady killer.
Hey, that's a bold statement Sunday morning.
Yeah, well, I'll keep thinking about that one. That's from Amanda. She probably doesn't even listen to this, but...
Hopefully yeah, I don't
we'll
know
make
what
her
to
listener
think about
with
that.
Some good advice.
Yeah, right.
Be like, look, we talked about your question.
Yeah, that's pretty tough.
It's pretty tough.
You got any else?
Panthers D or Jaguars D?
Are these real questions?
Jaguars D going against the Bills though.
You know, I still got the Bills D.
Yeah.
I put in a claim from on the waivers.
Bortles or Eli Manning?
What do you think? I think Bortles has potential.
Yeah, I think that could
right
be
after
close,
calling the Bills D.
But I think I got Eli Manning. How about this? And this might be one to end on and something to talk about a little bit also. Greg Olsen or Julius Thomas. I think we sort of forgot to talk about Julius Thomas is back and had a good week last week. He had that injury, missed the first five weeks or whatever. So.
I tried to get him somewhere and got him.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I know that's important to you, but we have other listeners out there that may have gotten them, and this information could be relevant.
Sure. Over who?
Greg Olsen.
Oof. Not over Olsen.
You got Olsen.
Yeah. We got Olsen in our top, don't we?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Although I think Julius Thomas may come out with a good week.
I think if he's out there, you should get him.
Yeah, I don't think he's out there in too many leagues.
But. And eventually you're going to have a buy. Well, I mean, I totally based on him. You know, I could have picked him up. Somebody could have picked him up weeks earlier.
Yeah.
I just didn't think he was going to have that good of a game. It certainly proved me wrong.
Was he available in our league? I thought somebody rostered him at least a few weeks ago.
He was out there for a while, and I was like, every time I saw him, I was like, nah.
I don't know why. Yeah, I don't know why I did that too. Whatever. All right. Well, I mean, I could go on forever with this.
Yeah, I don't think there's any good ones anyway. It was gonna
bunch of dicks, really.
See, like,
there's some good ones. It's
looks
just,
like Hyde only had a couple points.
Yeah,
Seahawks did pretty well.
Selling Hyde.
Yep.
Selling all the Niners.
Yeah, they were all injured. They all played like crap too.
They all suck.
20-3.
Jimmy Graham didn't really do anything either.
Yeah, what, he had a pass right to his hands.
Yep. Russell Wilson, not as good as it was looking for him. Marshawn Lynch had a good game. Seahawks D.
Yeah, Seahawks D. Marshawn Lynch. Roll still had some carries in there. What, Fred Jackson got a couple?
Fred Jackson even got a couple carries. All right, well.
Yeah, that's all I got. I can't figure out what happened to my ass questions. Seriously, I had a bunch of ask questions, and I was like, because these are relevant. I think people care about this, and then I don't know what the fuck happened to them. That's how that goes.
Well, at least we answered some Twitter questions.
Yeah. Jesus. So, I think that's all I got.
Yep.
Alrighty. Well, I'm Stephen Barbara.
I'm Nikki G. Donald, you got
Donald?
Anything else for us?
Would you like to add anything at the end?
Oh, where are you, Donald?
China has our jobs.
Oh, he's over in China. Fair enough.
Getting our jobs back.
Make America great again.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I like it.
Go back to the pile.
I like it. All righty. This is Gangsta Fantasy Football Podcast. Look for us on Twitter.
At GFF_podcast. Facebook.
Yeah, check out our playlist on YouTube.
Yeah, you can listen to our playlist.
Our official playlist of Gangsta Beasts that we keep rolling
Gangsta
to.
Shit we listen to, hell yeah.
And, all right.
Yeah, like us on Facebook. Our website doesn't really do anything except for archive a podcast, but you can, like, look at it.
You can write some comments.
Yeah, you can write some comments with all the spam.
Yeah. All righty, well, signing off.